one quarter of Americans under 45 know somebody affected by the Adderall shortage. Yeah. In these United Pharmaceutical States of Amazon, the fact that we don't have enough Adderall for everybody is national emergency number one. Of course, this goes to our supply chain woes, and if you actually had stuff made here in America, we could supply everybody with Adderall so we could all concentrate on watching all our favorite shows and not falling asleep. But earlier this month, the FDA announced that a national shortage of Adderall, which is supposedly a medication often used to treat attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. I don't know what AD is, but the doctor says I got 80 of them. Woo! And narcolepsy. I didn't know Adderall was used to treat narcolepsy. I mean, I get it. It's legalized speed, so that makes sense. And I was on it. Before anybody gets mad and starts hammering away, I was on Adderall. I took it to get through my master's course. I did. I took that stuff, and I got a 3.92 GPA out of it. So it works. Long story short, it works. Yeah, it's one of these things that they give to kids. Of course, I was 27. I was like mid-30s when I took it, so whatever. I mean, the fact they're giving Adderall to like 16, 17-year-olds when their brains are still maturing and still like forming, and you're messing, like, my brain's already mush. So you want to give me Adderall to help me concentrate? That's fine. Don't give it to like 16, 17, 18-year-olds, man. That's why they have lag. It messes up their receptors. It's all bad. But that's primarily because 18 to 44-year-olds are more likely than people 45 and older to either personally or have an Adderall prescription, or personally have an Adderall prescription. I sound like I need it right now, golly. Or to know somebody who does. Think about that. 38% of 18 to 44-year-olds either have an Adderall prescription or know somebody that does. 38% to 14%. And that tells you who runs these United States of Amazon. I call it the United States of Amazon, but it's pharmaceuticals, man. Think about that. Think about how lazy we've become as a country. You know, this idea that HDHD exists is just a byproduct of the school system that is not designed for boys. Because I guarantee you, if you look at a majority of the people that are on ADHD or on Adderall are boys because they're too quote-unquote hyperactive. When, you know, 60, 70 years ago, boys, there was more physical activity for them. Like, a young boy does not sit idle. We used to have this fight when I was a teacher. We used to have this fight with other people. Like, hey, man, that kid's not going to sit there for 50 minutes and listen to you. Girls can. They're wired differently. Now, some girls have, you know, they're a little more hyperactive and stuff like that. And that's cool. I'm not saying overall. It's a general, as a former teacher, the overall idea was girls can sit and kind of listen to stuff. And, you know, they're training themselves to sit on the phone and listen to each other as adults. And, but boys don't. Boys got to be moving. We're wired supposedly to be hunter gatherers, go out, cut firewood, do all these other kind of manly things and use our muscles and do manly stuff. Not sit in a classroom for 8 hours a day listening to somebody like me drone on about stuff. So, and it's all female teachers. Sorry, go in there, go into any public school, all female teachers. They can't handle boys. So, oh, you sit there, you be quiet. They can't be quiet. Oh, put them on drugs. That's always the first thing. They get a 504 or an IEP, an individual education plan. They throw them on meds, and then that's them for life. Well, I got to be on Adderall because, you know, because you get them hooked on it when they're 14 through 18, and they can't function. Now, I used to work with some special education teachers that did have some strategies to try and help boys with quote-unquote ADHD, but they don't do that. The special education teachers, they're the first ones to be like, give them the drugs. Give them the drugs! So this article tries to justify giving kids medication by saying people who are affected by the shortage are paying attention. Ha, you get that? Because it's ADHD. 4 in 5 Americans who know someone affected by the shortage have heard a lot or a little about it. as have 64% of Americans who know someone with an Adderall prescription. Not everyone with an Adderall prescription is affected by the ongoing delays. However, 24% of Americans know someone who has had one, Adderall. Just 13% say they know somebody who's been personally affected by it. And 18 to 40, that raises to 37%. We've already covered all this up, but imagine that. They got you hooked on this stuff, and all of a sudden they're like, oh yeah, there's a shortage, sorry. What does the FDA say? Because don't worry, the people at the FDA who need the Adderall to actually work for the federal government, because they sit there all day and they don't do anything, so they do to stay awake. By the way, huge underground black market for Adderall in colleges. Like I said, I used it to get through my master's program. But, you know, kids who don't have ADHD are in usually the high achievers. They're paying kids that do, and they're using it because I'm not even joking when I say it's legalized speed. It is. It's legalized speed, and it's a stimulant, and that's what it does. It stimulates to pay attention to mundane tasks, which is why a strategy for parents who don't want to put their kids on something like Adderall, just put them on coffee, put them on a legal drug. And if you're going to do that, go to shop.mikechurch.com and get the most delicious coffee ever. And at least that way they can be, you know, addicted to caffeine like a normal human being instead of some, you know, Adderall. And they won't have to worry about that because we always have coffee. But the FDA can say that the shortfalls are traced back to these intermittent manufacturing delays from a large Adderall manufacturer. So let me guess, the people at the Adderall manufacturing plant, did they fall asleep? Did they forget to make it? Because that would be kind of ironic. When it comes to who is most responsible for the lack of supply, Americans are most likely to place some of the blame on drug producers, 66%, followed by manufacturing delays, 62%, among six possible causes about it. How about we should blame the fact that you are dependent on it? Let's be real. If you are a grown adult, if you need Adderall to function, I mean, Adderall is to boys what is Xanax to girls. And I'm not being a jerk here because women, if you look at any statistic, women are the ones who are suffering anxiety. Women are the ones who are suffering anxiety and they're hopped up on Xanax or what's the one that everybody always uses? Prozac. Boys are hopped up on Adderall. So it's both sides are all hopped up on everything from the pharmaceutical companies, just like they used to do with cigarettes. They used to get kids addicted to cigarettes. They had lifelong customers. Same thing here. They drive these kids in high school with pressures and social media to the point where they are just mentally unstable.